But if you ever get a question like that, I put this thing down here. Think about the three P's. If you get a difficult question, you could talk about the three P's. The past, the present. Because when somebody asks you a question, it's very tough. It'll affect something in the future, generally not in the past. So you could start off the answer by saying, well, in the past, we used to do this, you know, and so now you start thinking, what am I doing to answer, you know? But you can start just talking about in the past, and then you can lead up to the present, and then you can go and try to answer the question in the future. But actually, in further thought, what I would have liked to do is oh, sir, that's a really good question. And I would have liked to take the microphone, and I would have said to him, sir, would you come up here to the front, please? Come up here to the front. Get him up in the front of the whole freaking organization and say, here, go ahead. Would you repeat your question? And let him repeat the question. And then I would have said to him, and now would you give the audience what your answer would be? And then I'll give you the right answer. But, you know, that would have been a little too much. So I didn't do that. But yeah, probably would have made a big difference. But anyhow, that does happen. But in my whole career, I've seen a lot of people get asked tough questions, and I've seen how they answer them. The best thing you can do in the environment that we're in. Now, in that situation, you know, I'm a professional. I should be able to handle that kind of stuff, and that's different. In what we do, it's different. They don't expect us to be brilliant, number one. They don't expect us to know every single thing there is in the world and so on. And there's not people in the audience trying to trap us generally. So in those cases, if somebody asks you a question, you say, you know, hey, that's a good question. And some of you asked questions yesterday and today I didn't have any answer for it. I'd say, that's a good question. What are your thoughts on it? And sometimes that can be helpful. But if you don't know, don't try to get some answer. It is just not anywhere near the truth. Just tell them, hey, look, I really don't know, and go with that. All right. Having an anticipation of what's going to go on. If you're going to do a presentation, you need to think about it. I had a sales guy. We did a program. We got all our distributors from all over the country. We had like maybe 100 people or something like that. And one of my sales guys, all his presentation was on overheads, and he didn't bring an overhead. There was no overhead. And I had another guy who had a PowerPoint, and his PowerPoint, the words, you know, were just little bitty words like that. He couldn't read. Nobody could read anything. So think about your presentation and what size should things be. Get a list of everybody that's going to be in the audience, write it, and leave 5x7 file cards, and all these things are listed right here. Always provide handout materials so that they know who you are, and then at the end you could say that little thing about, think of me if you want to buy something for the shop. Moving over now to page 58. Start off with an appropriate thank you, whatever that is. Thank you for letting me be here. Ask for expectations. The Socratic method is the absolute best. It takes forever. What is the Socratic method? Socrates taught everything by questions. You can teach anything by questions. So I could say, Gary, what are some of the ways you can teach? So you'd say something. Eventually, we'd get around, well, you can ask somebody. You can ask somebody. And that's the Socratic method. You just keep asking, and people start answering, and so on. The problem with the Socratic method is it takes a lot of time. But the good side is that you're working with your audience, everybody's on the ball, and as soon as you see somebody nodding off, you ask them a question, and you're not trying to penalize anybody. You're just keeping people, and they feel better if they're involved in it. The Socratic method. So when you come up and introduce yourself, you might employ. And I would like to see you employ the Socratic method. Refer to your catalog. So if you're doing a presentation, you know, let's look on page this and that. Because when people go back, you know, this is a whirlwind. I mean, I've asked you some questions about stuff that was covered yesterday, which was like an eternity ago. You know, but you know there's good, valuable material here. It's in the book. Make sure you provide written information for the folks when you do your presentations as well. Do not refer to competitors, no ethnic jokes. Ask for the order. Thank you for attending the meeting, and please think of me the next time you need cutting tools or whatever it is. Make sure you get everybody's name and their title and so on. Okay, that brings us over to the role play. Now, one thing, this role play, you are not talking to me, so don't look at me. I'm going to be in the back, but I don't want you looking at me. and I'm from Jersey, so don't be looking at me. You got an audience. I want to see good eye contact, movement, a lot of movement, the Socratic technique, if you can do it. And I want this to be a pressure situation for each and every one of you, because there's nothing to lose here. I'm not telling anybody how you did, and I don't care. I want you to have a development experience doing this kind of a presentation. So I'm going to have everybody come up. Tell us about yourself, your background, your job, your company. Use the techniques in the program. Use a way to start. Make notes that will help you meet the expectation of the audience. So before you get up here, you better make some notes. I don't want anybody coming up here and saying, my name is... Don't tell me. Make sure you got some, get your thoughts together and do a really good job when you come up here. The best presenters in the world, what they do is they have a written presentation, and then they have what they call sidebars, where they do it extemporaneous.